Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of my podcast. I don't know when this is going to be filmed, but I'm here with my lovely sister, Emily.
Hi.
So, Emily, what I wanted to talk to you about today is a lot about our childhood, because we've had a great time when we were kids.
Yeah. Loads of fun.
It was a fun time.
It was.
We had that...
That one thing.
Well, do you remember when we were kids and we were like on that trail and you're riding your bike with... that guy, Mike, and you're driving down and you saw like that butterfly and you went after that butterfly.
Oh, and I fell into that big ass hole.
Yeah. You remember falling in the big hole?
Yeah. And I still have like scars from it.
Yeah. That was a crazy time.
It was so crazy.
And then like Mike went after you and stuff like that. And you guys did something and I
would never know because it stayed in the hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. It stayed in the hole.
That was depressing.
It was. We should go back to that hole.
We're not related.
Yeah, we are. I've burned it into my skull.
This is the first time we're ever going to announce this in 5 years that we've been doing this.
It feels weird.
It is weird.
I feel like it's like an intervention or something.
But we're actually not related.
But we are.
We kind of are.
Yeah.
So what I wanted to talk about, and I wanted to discuss this here, is... how the hell we got to the point where it's been 5 years of us saying that we're related and people believe that we're related. Do you remember when I first contacted you?
Yeah, no, you had people contacting me for you.
What?
I don't know. I was in another country and I was like, what the fuck is a Mizkif? And that was like, I had to block your name on every single one of my social medias.
Oh my God, I forgot you did that.
Yeah. So people couldn't comment whatever Mizkif was on my Instagram.
So here's what happened so everyone can understand at home. So I was on an RV trip with my good friend E-Rob. And we don't have to get into the gist of that whole RV trip. But basically what was happening is the community, because I was just a cameraman at the time, I was saying the community was being like, hey, Miz, your sister's hot. And they would just post pictures of you naked, right? And I'm like, oh my God, you actually kind of look like me. Like, you and I have the same ass.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
I was thinking, I thought you were about to say eyebrows. I was not expecting you to say that, but.
We don't have the same eyebrows.
Yes, we do.
Yours look like they have like three rows of Sharpie through it. Mine.
Look the same.
No, mine don't.
Look at the camera.
Wow, the camera. Oh my God, you're right. The camera makes me look like I have the same eyebrows. We do not have the same eyebrows. Yours are better.
Yours are, oh yeah, but.
But I have better lips.
Yours are real.
Yeah.
I make mine look like yours.
But I was basically on this RV trip, and then the RV trip, everyone kept saying that you look like me, and I had the great idea of going, oh, this is a great opportunity for me, because I was just a cameraman. I had no viewers. I was like, what if I go along with this joke? So that way, people think that you're my sister, which
like
gets me
more
views, which they'll use to as a crux to make fun of me.
Yeah.
And
I was way more popping than you.
You were way more popping
at that time,
me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do you want to explain what you were doing?
I mean, I was just doing what I usually do.
And what is what you do?
Just be naked online.
Yeah, you're bumping back then.
I'm still bumping now.
No, but like back then, like I feel like you are bumping now, but I feel like a lot of people bump now, like when they're bigger.
Oh yeah.
When you were back then were big and no one else was really big.
Yeah.
Like I was literally just a cameraman. So when you messaged me back and you're like, hey,
sure, I'll go on your fucking Christmas stream.
Like, that was so nice of you.
Yeah, I know. I helped you out a lot.
You did help me out a lot.
I saved your name.
You did save my name as well.
Yeah.
So the reason why I wanted her to be my sister is, one, it's a good meme, but two, it made people, especially back then, from stop bothering my family and stuff like that. So I used her name, and her name is Emily Renato, and that's exactly what I did. And that's how we became
brother and sister. Yeah.
But what's crazy is that people from the beginning thought, even after like a week of me, because I kept going into the joke, I'm like, stop talking about my sister. They thought we were related.
I mean, there's still a lot of people that think that.
Everyone does.
Like a lot of my friends think that.
Yeah.
And like.
Wait, your friends in real life?
Yeah.
Are you talking about like OnlyFans girls or like friends from like home?
Like new friends that I've gotten now, like that I've moved to Florida.
You know, I've actually had friends from my high school be like, Miz, you have a sister?
And you say, yeah.
And I said, of course.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is that's interesting about it is, I've said this before, is it's crazy that I don't even think that you're not my sister.
I know. I have so that same problem. Yeah. Whenever someone asks me like, oh, do you have siblings? I'm like, oh yeah, I have a brother. He's really famous on Twitch.
I say the same thing about
like,
you.
Like in my head, I'm like, it's like branded in my skull.
I know. So, isn't that it's so weird? Up. I think my last name is Renato.
I mean, you should just go with it.
It sounds way cooler.
I see it on the packages. It literally says Renato.
Matthew Renato.
Yeah.
But because of what you did, like I've always thought of you as my sister online.
Mm-hmm.
And even in person, like if someone says, hey, Miz, like, how's your sister doing? I don't go like, gotta put on the joke of like, she's my sister. I really do believe you're my sister.
Yeah. We have mental problems.
Is that a mental problem?
I think we've developed some kind of stunt or like stent in our brain.
Well, I mean, like, think about it. It's like in like, you know, your family is who you're around. Like, you know, think about like it, when you grew up, you know, it's like, your neighbors and stuff like that, like became like kind of your family or like that one weird friend that's like your uncle.
Yeah.
You probably had a lot of those.
Yeah.
But like, you know what I mean? Like, people become related to you just not by blood, but by.
Yeah. Like the brother from another mother.
Yeah. You're really my sister from another
mister.
Yeah. And you became that like pretty quick. Cause I just kept going with the joke and it just worked.
E-Rob, the other day when we were out, whatever, he was like, he came up to me and he was talking to me about it. He was like, Miz was my best friend and I thought you were actually a sister for 3 years.
God, he is so fucking stupid.
He was really drunk too, so like,
he really thought you were my sister
for three years.
He was there on the RV trip when I told him you're not my sister.
He thought,
no, he's an idiot for that. Is this
speaking of E-Rob?
Yeah, this is actually the first time that you and E-Rob met. Do you remember the stream?
Yeah.
So this stream was when I averaged I think it was about 500 viewers. You brought me to my first stream with 1,000 viewers.
You're welcome.
And this stream, I brought you on. And do you remember what we did?
Yeah. Yes, I remember. We did the gingerbread house. Well, I did it. You sat there and yelled and brought people on.
Well, I brought them on the hit on you.
I know. But yeah, I remember everything. That's when I first met. No, maybe I didn't meet Chance on that stream.
No, you met Soda on that first stream.
Soda.
Basically, back then, everyone was lining up to meet you.
Yeah, I don't know why.
What do you mean why?
I just like don't understand why. Like when I look at back, we were so ugly.
No. I was ugly. You looked like almost the same as you did. You do now.
I don't remember.
Looks just like you.
I don't remember meeting him though.
Huh? You don't remember meeting him?
Mm-mm.
He doesn't really. It's not really that interesting.
I know he's irrelevant now, but
hello.
You think he's irrelevant?
How in what world is that guy irrelevant now?
He's on Kick.
Just because you're
following
on Kick
around Aiden,
what is your feelings of irrelevancy?
I don't know. I guess if you do the same thing over and over, well, that means I'm irrelevant.
No, sometimes you do front shots instead of back shots. Like, what is the difference between your irrelevance? Like,
I think burnt out. He reminds me of someone who's burnt out.
Well, like, I think it's just more so he has no motivation.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, okay, let's say because you do OnlyFans and stuff. Let's say I gave you $50 million, and I'm gonna be like, oh, you want to post an ass picture for $50? What are you gonna say? Probably yes.
Yeah. I like making content.
Do you describe OnlyFans as making content?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm making content for it.
Do you think of it as like art?
Oh, no. Definitely not. To an extent.
So, but would you describe like you just taking a picture like, oh, I'm at the pool. I'm, you know.
No, that's not art. That's just like.
But that's not. Is that, would you classify that as like.
Content?
Yeah.
Everything you do is content. Like. If you're taking a photo of something, it's content.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, that's an obvious question. That's an obvious answer.
Well, do you think that OnlyFans is easy?
No, I don't think OnlyFans is easy.
Do you think it's harder than a normal job?
I would say that I know I'm going to get hate for this. I would say it's harder just because like if you go to a 9 to 5, once you hit that 5 o'clock, you turn it off. But on OnlyFans, you're constantly like if you're on social media, you're constantly working. You're constantly getting hated on. You're constantly like.
Yeah, but don't you think like the money you make outweighs
it? Or outweighs it? Yeah. I mean, a lot of girls don't make that though.
Have you ever worked a 9 to 5?
Yeah. Not really. I worked a 9 to 4.
You lying sack of shit.
No, I did. I used to clean beach cottages.
Oh, yeah, but I was lying about the 9 to 5. So when you clean beach cottages, that's kind of like more chill. But I feel like you can't say that OnlyFans is harder when there's like real like engineering jobs and things
industrial brain engineering power, but it is mentally exhausting compared to like going and working at PacSun.
PacSun sounds fucking terrible. Why would you want to work there?
That's what I mean, but it's still not mentally like stressful. What?
I think Target doesn't sound mentally stressful.
Walmart does.
Yeah, Walmart's not, I'd quit.
Those are like mentally.
I mean, you say you work at Walmart, I'd rather quit.
Yeah.
But OnlyFans, it's like, I feel like it is not, it really isn't that tough. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. It just seems like you guys kind of just like go, and then it's like, yeah, you get some hate and stuff like that, but like you're in Aruba, you know, you're taking pictures of your snatch and it's like, oh, I'm going to get a margarita instead. It's like, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
But that's all the work to get to that point. Think about the girls who have to like constantly shoot, constantly do collabs, constantly try to go viral, which most of them, they don't even, nothing happens.
Right.
I think 90% of the girls that do OnlyFans aren't anywhere near the, I don't know. They can't just take a picture of their snatch and be good for a week.
Well, okay. Would you say your job right now is harder than a normal job?
No.
Okay. So you're saying your job's not as hard as a normal job.
Right now. Yeah. But it was way harder.
Yeah. I that I can see, like the come up is harder, but like now it's easier.
Yeah.
I see, like for me, I feel the same way. Like streaming was really hard when I first started, but now is it kind of easier because I have so many people that work for me? Yes.
Yeah. And now you're doing podcasts, you're doing other things that you like to do. I don't know.
So, but one thing that you've done recently is you've hung out with the Nelk boys.
Yeah. You want to hang out with them?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you just call me? I'm your brother.
Have you hung out with them before?
No.
But you want to?
Of course, they're huge.
All right, I could set that up for you.
Are you like close friends with them?
I went on I don't even know if I can say this. Nah, fuck it. I did a bachelor show with them where the bachelor was Steiny.
Who's that?
Steiny is the little one.
Not the Gronkowski kid?
No.
Okay.
So there's like.
I was about to kick you off the show.
Why?
If you said you went on a bachelor with a Gronkowski, the little one.
Oh, no, not him, but. The guy's from Nelk. You don't know him?
No, I know them. I would totally go. Are you like close with them?
I mean, we follow each other now. I was fighting for his love, so like we're close enough.
Did you win?
No, I got kicked off.
How close did you get kicked off?
I got kicked off on the second day.
Whoa, it was like a full like week?
It was a full week. They spent $240,000 on it.
That's not a lot, what I thought you were going to say.
Really?
No.
I mean, they flew girls to Nashville and Cancun and all that.
That $240,000 is not a lot for a production. Especially for the Nelk boys.
Okay, it sounds like a lot. That was the most they've ever spent on any production. That's what they said.
Do you going on that kind of stuff, though? Like, does that, like, since it's more normie and, like, higher, it's, like, people that are with millions and millions of subs, like, do you going on that, you get a lot for your OnlyFans and stuff?
It's hit or miss. Like, the little baby Gronk thing I did recently, like, collabing with him.
Don't tell me that did it.
No, it didn't.
Oh, okay.
But it's like it's a hit or miss. There's some, like, I've done a collab Instagram thing with Baby Alien and that didn't do anything, and he has a million followers.
Do you going on my stream get you a lot?
It did at first, but now it's like I'm also really quiet, so like I feel like when you're streaming you have to be loud and like put yourself out there to get noticed on stream.
True.
Like you can't be quiet unless you're like cute.
Like how much would you make in a day going on my stream?
The first time I made like 20K. The first, like the, when I was there with Greek, that was like 20K.
Do you think I fucked up in not having every girl on all my OnlyFans friends? I take like 20%.
When you're a nice person and I feel like
being nice gets you nowhere.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they trust you, but yeah, I guess you did fuck up.
Fuck.
You could have made a lot. But then like you're like they're almost you're like getting, I don't know, the loyalty is through pay, which is weird. Where like
that's fucking awesome.
This is actual friendship.
Friendship.
But actually they could fuck you over, you never know.
Listen, there's only one thing that Draco's right about was that there's no friends in the industry.
True.
That's it.
You really feel like that?
There's no friends in the industry.
You literally live with so many people and there's no friends in the industry.
No, I believe that there's friends in the industry. It's just, it's just too much work.
To have friends?
Friends are a lot of work.
They're a lot.
Like, I think you have to put effort into it.
Yeah. And if you don't talk to me, I'm not going to talk to you.
Well, you're my sister. I talk to you anyway.
No, I'm talking about friends. I'm not talking about like that.
Oh. Do you talk to me more than you talk to your actual family?
No. No. I talk to my family every day.
Shit.
Do you talk to your family every day?
Yeah. Does your family know that, like, are they very well aware that...
I have another brother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they like
they
it?
They love it. They think it's so cool.
That we've been lying for years?
We haven't been lying, though.
Oh, yeah. That's... we have.
No, like, all my granddad, my dad, my mom, they're like, that's our son, right? I'm like, yeah.
See, my parents at first thought it was the weirdest thing, and they hated it.
Why?
Because they wanted a daughter themselves.
Oh.
So they were like, well, that sucks because we wanted you to be a daughter and you're probably better looking as her. But I tried explaining to them this whole story and how it went and why I did it. And they're like, we don't care, Matt. Stop talking to us, please.
Damn.
Yeah. But they like you now. Now they think it's an interesting story. They're like, I can't believe people still think that's your sister. And I'm like, yep, it's been 5 years.
No, my parents think it's cool.
Do people come up to you and be like, oh, you're Mrs. Sister?
Yes. I introduce myself like that.
Isn't that so crazy to think?
Well, like, certain people I introduce myself as that, but yeah. I never say, like, what else am I going to say? I'm Emily from internet. Like, I don't know.
You are popular.
I know, I am popular, but, like, it gives me, like, a little backstory.
Do you think you made me?
No.
You were the first.
First what?
Like, think about it. In my lineage of women and people that have come on my stream to help me out and grow, you were the first girl person to, like, give me a huge boost.
True, and I didn't care about your numbers.
You didn't. Mm-mm. I was nothing. Like, you had no idea what the fuck I was gonna be.
Mm-mm.
I think I remember trying to message you, and I think it was on Instagram. Was it on Instagram
or Twitter?
It was something
maybe
like that.
I don't know.
But you were, like, popping off, so I was trying to talk to you, and you're like, but you did actually message me back pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think I was, like, really bored and I didn't have anything going on.
Yeah, and you're like, sorry. Oh yeah, I'm down to have a brother now.
Yeah, that was good. And then I noticed how your fans were towards you. So I was like, oh, this is, like, actually could be beneficial.
You son of a bitch.
What? I helped you. You helped me.
True, I did. But now look at you now. Now you stream.
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you think that over the years my community's been nice to you?
Yeah, and I think, like, a lot of my fans are just yours.
Yeah.
Which is great. I didn't have to work that hard for him.
Yeah, that's what everyone says.
What do you mean?
A lot of people around me, they're like, oh, well, I didn't have to do much. I just showed up and I got
fans
now.
Fans, yeah.
But, like, you, I think you've been on enough of my streams and done enough content where I feel like it's deserved.
Yeah. I helped you out. I deserve some of your fans.
Yeah. Do you remember the first time you came on my stream?
The gingerbread thing.
No.
Oh, no. When I went to your old house?
Is this it? Yeah, this is it. When you first walked into my room.
And the first viral clip?
Was this the first viral clip we had?
This wasn't it. Was this it?
No, it probably was. That's a picture of K-Bubbles. This probably was, I'm just pinging up pictures of Russell to show
him. Oh, this is when I was rating the...
Yeah, this was, so 2018, I feel like it was too early to go viral because that wasn't really a thing. I think this was the first time, because do you remember the clip? It's when...
I stood up.
Yeah, that's it. I forgot. There's two. Remember, there's one of them that's a song comes on that I can't say.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's this one.
So this wasn't...
This is still one of my top clips of all time.
But this wasn't the first time I came on.
Oh, no, it wasn't. This is Christmas.
Yeah.
But I do remember you came on and you literally just painted my room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that I don't remember that clip going viral.
No, yeah. You painted my room and it was painted white. And that was the first time I couldn't believe how back then content was so easy. Like, I could not do this now. I would get shit on. Do I look more like you than your actual brother does?
No. But he also...
How the fuck does your brother look more like you than me? Does he have boobs?
No, not anymore.
Oh. Wait, he had gynecomastia to you?
No. He was fat.
Oh.
No, but you don't really look like him. At all. He's definitely better looking.
Yeah, for sure. I'd hope.
But even people come up to him sometimes and they're like, I didn't know you were really famous on Twitch.
What?
Yeah.
People think he's me?
He actually told me that one of my old ex-boyfriends asked his best friend, like, I didn't know Andrew was so famous on Twitch. But it was like the boyfriend was so old that he probably hasn't seen my brother.
Yeah, so he thinks that your brother's me because he just heard that your brother's popular on the internet. That's crazy.
That's fucked up and stupid.
I you know, I should one day like meet your mom.
That's what my mom said.
Yeah, I would love to.
She was like, you should be going to their Thanksgiving.
You want me to go to your Thanksgiving?
Or I go to yours.
I think we were trying to plan that.
Yeah.
Where one time you were supposed to like go to like New Jersey and something like that just to troll.
Validate.
Yeah.
Validate the truth.
But the thing is, which is interesting, is the community, a lot of my community knows.
Yeah.
Like, you know that, right?
This is obvious.
It's so obvious. Well, it's been 5 years of it.
I also suck at lying.
Yeah.
I'm just not good at making up a fake story.
See, that's how they know we're not related, is I'm really good at lying.
Mm.
So when you're like, oh, because like, you smirk a lot.
No. Am I smirking now?
Yeah.
No. I'm just smiley. I don't know.
So I would lie about us all the time because like I thought it was the funniest thing. And then I know that they would ask you stuff and you'd be like more smirking when they would say like, oh, your brother, this and that. But it was pretty obvious when like, oh, I would go home for like Christmas and it's like, well, where's your sister? I'd be like, she's like being a ho, ho, ho with Santa. Yeah. It's like, oh, well, after 5 years, it's like they're clearly not related.
No, just the, I don't know. I feel like your new fans, they're actually more mean.
Uh-oh.
You don't think so?
I don't pay attention to them. Oh. Maybe that's why they're mean.
Maybe you should give them a little.
Why are my fans mean now?
I don't know.
What do they say?
This is just like when I first came on, I feel like they were nicer. But now they're just like, maybe because they know better than to believe your lie.
No, I think my new fans do believe that we're still related.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't think here's the thing. The core audience of my community and of the Twitch scene think that we're the core audience thinks Chompy just ran to the room, folks. He was trying to attack me. We're doing a podcast, Russell. Would you like to say hello?
Yeah. Dude, I couldn't tell that was Russell.
Yeah.
His feet are so white.
Yeah, Russell, why are your feet so damn white?
I just woke up. I'm fucking ashy as hell. Like,
that's actually a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't tell it was you.
You want to say hello? We can say hello on the mic, Russell.
Russell, did you know that I wasn't his sister?
What?
Did you know we're actually not related?
What? No way.
I swear.
Wait, are you serious?
I know.
It was all a lie.
Oh. You acted just like E-Rob.
No, E-Rob acted really sad. Over it.
And that was just a few days ago?
Yeah, he literally said that just a few days ago.
So, yeah, but E-Rob gets like the most emotional drunk baby I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah, he's like...
Every time, yeah, he's like, dude, you gotta believe me. Like,
yeah.
And then he starts talking. I'm like, bro, Britt's over there. Get away from me. Like, he gets so emotional. He's like talking about like... Because he talks to me a lot about the old times and I'm like...
Aww.
Just tell him to shut the fuck up.
Is that your best friend still?
E-Rob? That's a good question. Who's my best friend? Like, the problem with E-Rob is he has a kid.
Yeah, you can't, like...
Like, what the hell am I going to do? Go to preschool?
About? What
like,
are you going to talk about?
Yeah, what am I going to talk about? Like, my ABCs? Like, am I still learning them? I don't fucking know.
So, who's your best friend?
I don't really have one.
Emmy?
No, I would... Honestly, I would probably say everyone in this house.
Is your best friend?
I kind of just, like, talk to all of them. Do you have a best friend?
Yeah.
Who?
A girl named Jasmine. I got a couple of them.
And they know we're not related.
No, my friend Jasmine actually dated my real brother, but she like still.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah. Hey, it's cool.
Would she talk about him? Be like, ugh, your brother was so annoying today. He like did this. And you'd be like, holy fuck. I hate my life.
Yeah. And then I would be like, you should just break up with him.
Yeah. Every time you're like, ugh, your brother was so nice to me today. Yeah, you should just break up with him.
Please. Actually, that's why. Girls don't like that.
Like what?
Really nice guys.
Really?
No.
I feel like that's kind of not true.
No, why would you want a guy that's nice to everyone?
You like bad boys?
No. I like assholes. That's why you're single. Huh?
You said that's why I'm single, because I'm a good guy?
Yeah, you're too nice. How many times have you turned a girl down?
Huh?
How many times have you turned a girl down?
Not often.
Not often?
I don't really have a choice.
Mm. See?
I like being nice, though. Like, nice guys finish last.
Okay. I'll let that work for you.
I mean, like, I don't know. I don't want to be like a. I just am not a dick. I mean, I'm a. I mean, people call me a scumbag. But I don't. But
those people only see you online, right?
Yeah. Would you say I'm a nicer person off stream?
Off stream, yeah.
Would you say I've been a decent brother overall?
Yeah. You brought all these guys over to harass me and okay, let them well, harass me online.
You talking about my viewers still?
No, I'm talking about your friends.
Oh, who?
Everyone.
Russell?
No, Russell's actually the only person that's never been weird or said some weird thing.
My Has friends he? Say weird things.
Like when I first met y'all.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, I don't really have a lot of friends that I talk to ever here.
You used to call all these people your best friends.
People in the house, yeah, but I mean, like, I have them, OTK, like, Wake. I don't really talk to many people. Mm. You know that. Like, you were like, hey, come out to the black tape thing. What'd I say? As always, I'm good.
You're like, yeah.
And you know what I did? I watched Mob Psycho.
I've never heard of that.
Do you watch anime?
No. I mean, I do, but not right now.
What do you do when you're not doing OnlyFans?
Ugh, I used to go fishing a lot, but now that's what I do on OnlyFans.
Fuck.
I know. Everything I do, I have to film it.
That's
awful. That's what I'm saying. My work does not stop.
I understand that. That's not fun.
No. Can you imagine like liking something and then you now do it 4 times a week and it's like streaming. You probably really liked it at first. Now you do it all the time. Isn't it kind of like, you know, you still love it, right?
Well, the problem is I have severe issues with, I crave attention.
Mm.
So I love streaming nonstop.
Okay, I get that.
I don't think you crave attention like I do.
No, I don't.
It doesn't run in the family.
Mm-mm.
When like you like you're so for you, I understand. But why do you do things 4 times a week? If you do OnlyFans, can't you just take a bunch of pictures and call it a day?
No, because then I just blend in with the crowd. How many girls do you know are doing OnlyFans fishing on a boat?
Well, the thing is with OnlyFans girls, they usually don't blend in with the crowd. That's why people want to buy their nudes.
Do you know me? I wonder how many OnlyFans girls there are. There's a lot that just take photos that are nude.
I always wondered, like, what about the OnlyFans girls that have, like $2 a month?
They should stop.
Like, what are you fucking doing?
It's embarrassing. Oh, I hate saying that. It's embarrassing, but it lowers the price of higher-end OnlyFans girls.
Supply and demand.
I don't even know. What do you mean by that?
Do you know what supply and demand is?
Yeah, I do, but, like...
So when there's a lot of supply...
But if you're selling it for $2, you might as well just go for something for free.
Yeah, but shit, I need that $2 for fucking, I don't know, ramen noodles.
I know, but that makes my $20 thing, that's the same thing as her $2 thing, less valued. I don't know.
How much have you made in 1 month?
I'm not going to say that.
I'll say it.
I already told you.
No, I'll say how much I made.
Okay, how much have you made?
On OnlyFans? Now, the most I've made in 1 month in my entire career ever was, like, the history of it was $700,000 in 1 month.
Oh, I thought you made that all the time. Whenever someone asks me how much you make, I'm like, oh, like $1 million a month. That's how much I think.
Oh, I meant $700,000 my low. No, uh-oh. I don't make $1 million a month. That's crazy.
That's how much I thought you made.
Not in this economy. That was, like, COVID numbers. You could think about that, but not anymore.
Mm. Well, I talk you up.
That's actually really sweet of you.
You're welcome.
Did OnlyFans see a massive decrease in people doing it or paying for it after COVID?
I haven't. I actually have gone up in numbers after COVID.
But did everyone else possibly see it?
I don't care.
Shit. None of your friends are like, fuck, I'm losing all my money. And you're like...
No, I think if you're around a good group of creators, it's not going to go down.
So, like, I've never bought OnlyFans in my life, so I don't, does collabing, like, make you more money?
I'm gonna sound like such a bitch. I don't even care. If you collab with, like, a girl that's obviously less attractive than you or has, like, less going on, you can, like, take her fans. It's so bad to say. So, I guess that's kind of beneficial. But I don't, like, see the crazy, like, influx of fans or money when I collab.
Yeah, but that's the same concept as like when you're in high school and or like college and you have, you know, you're the hot one and your friend's a little bit uglier. So that way, like when you go to parties and stuff, like they hit
on you. You get laid or you're like the ugly person is like, I don't know.
Buys the drinks.
Yeah.
But it's the same concept.
It's the same concept, but like it's not that much more beneficial than doing something that's cool.
Like someone that I did that with, for example, your whole idea of like someone's uglier and you hang out with them is Ludwig. Because Ludwig's uglier than me, so I did that with him.
What does he look like?
Like imagine me.
Okay.
Now imagine me with better hairline.
Okay.
That's Ludwig.
You think he's uglier than you?
Oh, for sure.
I guess.
You would say so?
He's just like a normal white guy.
He looks like the most normal white guy you can possibly imagine.
So he buys the drinks and then you get the girls?
Yeah. I would hope so.
You don't sound very confident. Is this another lie?
Yeah. I'd say Ludwig's objectively attractive, more attractive than I am. He kind of looks like they're like Jordan Von Strangl from Fairly Odd Parents, but I think overall I'm probably a little bit uglier than he is.
So you're the one buying the drinks?
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Well, I'm actually not going out. You know me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go anywhere. But I would say he's probably a little bit better looking than I am.
Mm.
So do you,
but you look like me, so.
Huh?
Imagine him as a girl.
He'd be unstoppable.
No, he wouldn't.
Why?
His eyes are too close together. I'm just kidding. I'm just shitting on your friends.
Who gives a fuck? I kind of agree with you. You know what? And his nose is a little bit too big.
I am not talking about anyone's nose.
You know, that's actually how a lot of people know that we weren't related.
The nose?
Mm-hmm.
You have a round nose?
Yeah.
And mine's long and fucking
pointy. Well, are you even Italian?
My last name is Renato.
Oh, yeah. I'm an idiot. But, like, are you just Italian?
And Scottish and, like, a bunch of other white people things.
Ugh, that's gross.
Like, Irish and all that.
That's gross. So, do you, do you cook?
Yeah.
You cook a lot, don't you?
Yeah, I do a lot. I do a lot of cooking streams, actually. I cook 3 meals a day.
Do you like doing streaming more or OnlyFans?
I like streaming, but it's just like, I don't know. I don't like the thought of like messing up and there's people that are there. Like you can't clean it up before you post it. Mm. Or like OnlyFans, you can like, there's quality control.
I get that.
That's why I think this is cooler for you.
Oh, like this whole podcast stuff?
Yeah.
What if I told you it's just unedited and we're just throwing it on there anyway?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, it is nice like to not have to worry about things. But I mean, I'm also just so used to it being not edited that I just doesn't make a difference.
Mm, okay. That's great.
Do you want to do OnlyFans forever?
No. Why would I want to do that? Mm-hmm. I want to make enough to, you know, have an income to stream other things. I can't speak.
An income to do what?
I want to make enough to like fund other things that just make money on their own. And that's why I did the fishing show, because it's a brand.
Right, I get that. So do you like, are you going to do, like, is there an age where you're like, I'm just not going to do this stuff anymore?
Probably like 30. We got 2 more years.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, isn't there like stuff now where you can like AI your stuff and like become?
Yeah, but I have so much stuff online that's like, I wouldn't really AI it. I don't know.
Do you think it's, are you ever worried about like when all the stuff online, you're like, like, if you have a kid or something, you're like, fuck, what if the kid sees it?
I don't care.
You're just going to be like, shut up, dude.
I'll pay him, just be like, go to school. If that kid bullies you, go to school. Here's some money.
That's fucking sick.
I know. I mean, you can't take it back now, so I can't take it back now.
Well, can't you, like, when you're done, like, can't you just basically hire somebody and be like, get rid of everything on the fucking internet right now, and they just DMCA the crap out of everything that happened?
Yeah, but I pay a lot of money already for that to happen, and it's still online.
They're not able to do it all.
Mm-mm. Like there's like Russian websites in just any country that I just can't get it off because it's in a different country.
You know what's interesting? I actually am seeing AI porn of myself nowadays.
I want to see.
Jacob, can you pull it up? So there's an AI porn of me that I saw. Don't look it up.
Yeah.
But it's a there's an AI porn of me fucking soda popping.
Oh, I gotta see this.
And I literally saw it and I'm like, yeah, that kind of looks like me fucking Chance Raw.
There's no way.
I swear to God, I watched the whole thing. It was 17 minutes.
You sat there for 17 minutes and watched?
Well, I had to figure out what the hell was going on in my life. But I watched the whole thing and I'm like, damn, like that looks like me fucking soda popping. Can we pull up a picture of soda popping?
I know who soda popping is.
Well, I just want to look at him.
So now?
Drool. What the hell are you looking up? Yeah, that's my boy Chance. But, so let me ask you, do you think like OnlyFans creators are going to be like a thing in like, let's say 20 years from now because of AI?
Nah, I think there's going to be robots. People are going to be having sex with robots. And
I kind of agree.
I mean,
I kind of hope.
They're like getting rid of checkout people, like the people that are at McDonald's. They're it's all AI now when you order. So why have real people?
Well, I feel like there's a big difference between like someone at McDonald's taking my order that sucks and
AI that's probably gonna suck.
Yeah, but like, okay, but like people subscribe to OnlyFans because they like that you're messaging them and that it's you. Not that I'm saying I've done that before, but I can't imagine in like 20 years from now, it's like even a robot, it's not going to feel as great.
Oh, yeah. Like the connection isn't there.
Yeah. Like, you know, I've had fleshlights before and it's like, okay, when you do that, like I didn't really feel like I'm having sex with that porn star after like the second time.
Whose fleshlight did you buy?
Anyway, so I also didn't wash it. That was my problem.
You just kept reusing it?
Well, that's how you really make sure it feels like that porn star, you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
What? She's probably got a yeast infection.
Consistent cream pie.
Yeah, I'm like the sixth guy in the video.
That's really gross.
So I would go to the videos and like 22 minutes in and that's when I would start.
Oh.
Yeah. How can you possibly say ew when you've literally have done...
Never done that.
Around the world in 80 days of... Everything.
I've never done that.
You've never done porn?
No, I've only done OnlyFans.
But would you not classify OnlyFans as porn?
No, because I get to control everything.
I mean, I would hope in most porn situations you can control
everything. You do not control everything.
How would you know?
I have friends that are porn stars.
Damn it. But I imagine that like you're still, as a porn star, like you're... I classify both of them as fucking porn. Like
homemade porn.
I would classify, I'm going to say this, I would even classify what those girls do on Twitch where they are doing the bikini things as like softcore.
Really?
Yes.
I guess I see that.
Dude, in Russia, that's full on porn. Or in like
India.
Or in India where that's God to them is that the shit you guys do. You guys save them. You know, you're their saints. You're like, oh my God, like Mother Mary.
Especially on YouTube.
Look at those tits. You know what I mean? They're so proud of you guys. Like Amaranth, I mean, I know half of her, I remember she showed me her whole audience is from Turkey.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
All of them.
Oh, my audience says the United States.
I wonder if how many of my viewers, I think that's weird to think about.
How many of your viewers are my subscribers?
Well, if my viewers found you from me, that means they just find me attractive.
Oh, yeah.
And want me to have boobs.
Yeah. That's not weird. Maybe they really look up to you. They look up to you so much they want to be under you.
Yeah, I don't want to look that up on me. I mean, that's kind of like...
If you have AI porn with Soda Pop and then... I don't know. And you watched it.
Is it weird that I didn't care?
Was it a girl and a guy or was it two guys?
It was me and Chance having sex. It was two guys.
Oh, but it wasn't y'all's bodies, obviously.
No.
I can't believe you sat there for that.
Well, I just... Because I was just kind of like, damn, like I kind of made it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So after seeing that, do you want to start an OnlyFans?
To be told, 2 years ago when I was going through all my drama,
mm-hmm.
I thought about it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What would you have put on her?
My fucking ball sack. I would have done everything. Oh, I would have done anal.
That would have ruined you.
Hello? Honey, do you not remember what the hell was happening? I was ruined. No, it was over. Back then, it was pretty fucking bad.
I remember.
I was holding on. Like, you know that cat pokester that says, like, hang on?
Just hang on, yeah.
That was me in those times.
Look at you now. You have a podcast.
That usually means you fell off.
Yeah. The second person you had to bring on. Well, how many people have done this yet?
You're my fourth person.
Fourth?
I've had you, Pokey, Ray, Foosley, and Baby No Money. They're technically fifth.
Okay. So are you going to only do girls?
No.
Really?
Did you not hear? I did Baby No Money.
I know, but like that was like one guy out of the lot.
That's usually about my routine. It's about four women to one guy.
Mm.
But I do plan on bringing basically on anybody. You just happened to show up today.
Okay.
Like next week, I'm having Ludwig on. I'm having Squeaks.
And are you only going to do streamers or are you going to do other people?
I'm going to do... I don't want to do streamers.
Why?
Because I know what they're going to say.
Oh, I guess all the drama that you know, like it's just out there already.
Well, it's not even that. It's just like for most streamers, I do want to talk to streamers, but the problem with most streamers, it's going to be like, oh, well, let's talk about Twitch. And I'm okay with that, but I don't want to just be all about Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to learn something from people.
What do you want to learn today?
Teach me something.
You put me on the spot.
Is that what I learned today? I put you on the spot?
Yeah.
Go ahead and teach me something.
I don't even know.
What's something that Emily Renato can teach Matthew Renato?
Next question.
You think you're smarter than me?
Definitely not. I have like the most horrible brain fog from staring at a screen so much.
Do you think it's brain fog from that?
Yeah, and also I'm just like so desensitized from everything.
Do you feel like you're just not present?
Yeah. Do you feel like that?
I felt like that my whole life. So I'm used to it. But the reason why I don't feel present is because I'm always thinking of the next thing to say, so I'm in the future.
I'm never thinking about what I'm going to say. That's usually why I say stupid shit.
You haven't said anything stupid yet.
That's good. I'm like really controlling myself.
Why?
I don't know.
You know, it's funny. I still can't believe you told me yesterday, because she said this to me off stream, that you control yourself because you don't want, because you care about me. Yeah. You don't want people to, like, you don't want me to get in trouble for things that you might say.
Yeah, so I did, yeah, like I did this interview on the fan bus. Do you know what fan bus is?
Of course.
Okay, I don't know if you do or not. And they had me say something really gross, like I had sex with one of your friends in your bed and they came on your pillow.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, and that, like, when I said it, after I filmed it, I was like, that looks so bad on you. That makes you look so bad.
Well, I didn't care.
It's gross, though. You, like, it's embarrassing.
Emily, you have to understand something. There's really nothing you can do that will make me look bad. You're, because you're my, you know what I mean? Like, it's me.
Yeah, you've done worse.
Yeah, like the thing is, like, that idea of, like, Ms. Kiff having, like, the best brand possible, that was so, like, 2 years ago. So you don't have to worry about that. You could say anything you want now.
Anything?
Yeah, sure, you could be racist.
Yes.
It's so interesting how we're so similar, yet we're not related.
Yeah, but we are.
No, I would say we are.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, I will always say, that's my sister.
Yeah. Well, it's sad.
Why is that sad?
I don't know. It's like breaking up.
How's it breaking up?
It's like we're still friends.
You mean you're my sister?
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, I've always found it so interesting and crazy because I don't think anyone has ever done something like this.
I feel like people have been in relationships for content, but no, I guess not brother, sister.
Yeah, but lying. I guess they probably lied for relationships.
Yeah.
But this is like some kind of like Seinfeld thing where it's like, yeah, we were actors almost for 5 years.
Yeah, you did all the acting. I just was there.
I'll be honest with you. I made a ton of money from you because people just send me TTS saying like, dude, I just jerked off to your sister. And I'm like, you know, that kind of, I don't know, for some reason that kind of pisses me off and I got mad at them.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it was disrespectful?
Yeah.
Or was it just like a cheap TTS?
Well, it was like $3 or some shit. But I mean, like, the thing is, it's like I said, it's interesting that when the first like month, obviously I was like, oh, this is trolling jokes. Like we're just pretending. But as time went on and I got to know you more and more, I really did think of you as my sister. And to the point where I just, well, things would happen. I'd be like, oh, is she all right? Like you would say, can I come stay with you? I'd be like, you don't even have to ask.
Cause yeah.
I kind of just painted you as my
family.
Sister. Yeah. Which is really weird.
Yeah.
So one of the questions that a nice Patreon viewer that wants to ask you, going from this nice conversation about family, is what's your favorite sex position?
Really? See, even though we're not related, it feels weird talking to you about that.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's gross. Doggy?
Ew.
Yeah, that's gross.
Hey, don't say that.
Oh, that's really gross.
I don't even have one.
You don't have a sex position?
I'll take what I can get.
Oh, you like doggy?
I mean, I feel like doggy, in a lot of ways, when you have sex with a girl with that, it's like, I don't know. It feels like when you're having sex with doggy style, it's like, I don't want to look at you.
That's what I think too.
Yeah, it's
when
like
a guy wants to put you in doggy, I'm like, he's thinking about someone else.
Exactly. Like, so my favorite position is doggy.
Okay.
But I do agree. Like, I don't know how girls feel sometimes about it. Cause I wonder, I'm like, you know, I'm like thinking to myself like, shit, like,
I'm actually thinking about someone else.
Yeah, but you kind of can. It's like you have a blank canvas at that point.
Yeah.
So like you could think of anyone.
Dang. That just,
did I just ruin doggy style for you?
Doggy ever again.
Do you think that, do you think I helped your career a lot?
Yeah, a lot of viral clips.
We've had a lot of viral clips.
Yeah, but I mean,
What's interesting about, we've had a lot of viral clips. What was the one that probably went the most viral?
The standing up one.
But what's crazy is you've said witty, funny things on my streams, and those go under the radar, and then you literally just standing up for 5 seconds.
You know what's funny is I had a butt thing on.
What does that mean?
I had like a faja on. So it's like a body piece that makes your waist smaller and it kind of pushes your butt out. So it's like, it was kind of like fake.
That was the only fake part?
Yeah. Like I have a real butt, but I had a thing on to make my butt look bigger.
So you lied. Jacob, why do you keep playing this over and over again? Like I
he's get trying the clip. To make it go more viral.
Bro, like are you 500,000 of these views, Jacob? Like why does it keep playing it? I've seen it before. But I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I think there was other cool clips like Kai seeing me for the first time. Like oh, yeah, those yeah. are cool clips. But or those like Aiden weren't, Ross. Yeah, but those aren't really Aiden has never texted me back. I've texted him so many times.
Oh God.
I've FaceTimed him.
You FaceTime is the answer?
No.
Why'd you FaceTime him?
I was trying to go on a stream.
When was this?
Like a year ago.
Would you go on a stream now?
I don't even know. Does he even stream?
Yeah, he streams. I think, I don't really know what he does, but he does stream.
I would do like the e-date thing, but I don't want to like go to a party while he's like gambling and like drinking and
so oh, that's getting, probably why he didn't answer.
Someone's getting punched. Like, I don't want to do that.
So let me ask you a question.
Okay.
How did you first get into like, I don't know if I've ever asked you this. How did you even get into like doing OnlyFans and stuff? Did I ever ask you that?
No, I don't think so. I did premium Snapchat first.
What's that?
It was just like a Snapchat account that had exclusive R-rated content, which was cool because like the content would go away and like you could see who was screenshotting it. So you could block them.
So, but let me ask you, like when you started doing it, were you doing it to like, would you like put up flyers or like would you just post on your Facebook and like,
oh,
would it be, see, like I always like, what if like a family member liked one of your posts?
Oh, I mean, like what was this? I started doing like X-rated stuff in 2017 when I was 20.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I had an Instagram that had like almost 800,000 followers in 2000.
But how did you get that?
I worked like with Lena.
Oh yeah.
I was friends with Lena. And then I also was in California. So I was just doing
photo shoots. Jacob, do not pull up Lena, by the way.
I was doing photo shoots and like growing that way. But I was looking at other girls that I was working with making a lot of money. And I was making like $8 an hour at a magazine. And I was like, these girls are like mid as fuck. I could be doing this. So then I started doing Snapchat.
Oh, so then you've been from Snapchat Premium to OnlyFans?
Yeah, in 2020.
So were you ever thinking about like going to like full on porn?
Nah, I wouldn't do that.
Never?
Nah. They don't make enough.
Well, yeah. What if they were making a lot?
I still wouldn't do it. I just...
It's like I don't the classiness
like,
in you?
I don't like touching other people. Like I'm very weird about like body contact and like personal space.
But do you do a lot with like... I don't know. Like the only time I've ever seen your shit is when literally I would tweet like... I've had times where I've tweeted sponsors like... I'm sponsored by Lucky Charms. And oh, someone's like, here's up. Your sister's ass on the fucking tweet.
That's jacked up. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want that to happen. That's why I used to like,
oh, that's
I
over.
Try to keep my mouth shut.
Well, you got to keep other things shut if you want that to not happen.
I mean, yeah.
Don't worry about it. That ship sailed 5 years ago.
Okay.
Like, I don't care. Like, if I tweet some sponsor and someone posts a picture of your ass, I mean, that's just, let's be real, on Twitter nowadays, there's like,
it's going to happen.
It's going to be more, it's just going to say pussy in bio no matter what.
Yeah. Okay.
So I wouldn't really care about it.
What was the question that you were saying?
That's crazy. You forgot. I was just talking about how you got into OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then right before COVID, I started it.
Right before COVID?
Yeah. I did it before COVID in 2019.
Do you take breaks?
No.
Take a break. Can't you just,
take a break. Like,
can't you on OnlyFans just be like, take a bunch of pictures of yourself in like different rooms, like for, you know.
Yeah, I could. Yes.
And then be gone for like 6 months.
Yes. But then I don't know. There's always the fear of becoming irrelevant or like, I don't know, or the content not being that good. And then like if something is going viral, you have to hop on that trend. And
but what goes viral in the OnlyFans world?
I mean, like any like not viral on OnlyFans, but things that go with it, like Instagram trends or TikTok trends or. You know,
right.
There's always something new, like Snapchat.
But what you just said is true. There's always something new. So you don't need to do it now.
Yeah. That's not a good way to think about it. Then you don't make as much.
But then your brain is just mush.
Yeah. But hopefully it's not complete mush by the time I quit. I'll just keep going.
Have you ever thought about reading?
I do read all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you read?
Mostly smut.
What's smut?
Like porn.
You read porn?
Yeah.
Like the comments and on Pornhub and stuff?
No, like a book.
Have you ever been offered to do porn?
Brazzers messaged me on Twitter.
What'd they say, yo?
Yeah, asked me to come in and make sign a contract and film something with them, but I just didn't reply.
Do they pay a lot? No, right?
I don't think so. I think girls just like the name, like the recognition of being on like a big company like that. I don't think it's necessarily good money.
See, that's the problem with OnlyFans. I feel like the word is just not good. Like, people have a bad stigma to OnlyFans.
Yeah, I know a lot of girls that don't even get naked that make 30K a month.
Well, I know, but I'm saying the stigma is like...
It's bad. Porn.
Right.
Yeah.
Kind of like Twitch.
No, I don't think Twitch has a stigma of being porn.
I don't know. I asked my uncle about it one time. Our uncle. And I was like, hey, like I stream on Twitch. And he's like, is that website that's a porn website where kids watch? And I'm like, you know, kind of a little bit, yeah.
I think he's thinking like Chatterbait.
Well, that's what people call Twitch.
Chatterbait? It's a whole different world.
I know. I've been on Chatterbait. But they say that like Twitch is, they're like, oh, well, Twitch is very similar. Like it's just nonstop porn and like all these girls. I mean, there's been times on Twitch where I see it. I'm like, how is this even, why is this still allowed on Twitch?
Like, oh, yeah. I seen like the clear chair thing.
Yeah,
that's weird.
I'm surprised you didn't hop on or sit down.
No, that was weird. I have videos like that, but that was just like too much.
Videos of what? Of you doing that?
The clear chair thing. That's just weird.
What's the most someone's ever paid you to like do something?
This one guy sent me 10K just to not do anything. He just sent it to me. That was like, that was the weirdest thing ever.
He sent you 10?
Just talking to me. He sent me 10K.
Like, well, so he was like, how are you? Good. Here's $10,000.
He was talking to me on Instagram and then he moved over to OnlyFans and then he just tipped me 10K throughout like the course of 3 days, which is a lot for 3 days.
Have you ever had to like video call someone? Like, do you do that?
I have some FaceTimes. Yeah.
Like, with those guys also FaceTiming you?
Yeah. It just makes me a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. I feel like that'd be kind of weird.
Like, or... They always get angry. You know what
we
should do
sometime? Can you have it where I'm doing it?
They're FaceTiming me and then it's...
And I just put on a wig and I put like a dark...
That would make it so much easier for me.
I'll put on dark lighting or something for that day.
Okay, and I'll split it with you. Because it's $1,000.
It's $1,000 to do that for you?
Mm-hmm. For like 3 minutes.
Do you like, for 3 minutes, they get... What happens at 3 minutes? You just turn off immediately?
No, that's the hard part. It's like you want to get off and they always get so upset.
Yeah.
And they'll try to get their money back.
What?
Yes, because it's like, but it's a service they paid for. That's
like post-nut clarity. Wait, so you've had guys where like, and you're like, all right, gotta go, like next client, and they're like, no, wait, and they like.
Well, most of the FaceTimes, I try to make it non-sexual because it just makes me uncomfortable.
So like, what will he do on a FaceTime for $1,000 for 3 minutes?
Anything. I've gone grocery shopping with a guy. Where I would like walk around and grab my groceries and like FaceTime him. Dude, that's so good. What are you talking about? Is that embarrassing?
No, but what is he doing?
Just talking about everything.
Like where what was his setting?
I don't really remember because he was obviously in like a dark room and I was just like asking him his grocery order because I like don't know what to talk about sometimes. And I don't want to be like, I don't know. It's like awkward, you know?
So he's just like, yeah, like, I like, first date. I like strawberries, bananas, anal, and then he just like hangs up.
And then they always try to like convince me to go come see them.
Oh, yeah. Come to Saudi Arabia is what they say. Come to Dubai or something.
Or it's like Boston or something.
Oh, yeah.
Most of them are in the United States.
Yeah. Have you ever had a fan of yours ever message you or some weird shit and say, hey, I'm a Miz kid or something?
No, but like a month ago, I was really going on Chatterbait a whole lot. Just like hanging out on Chatterbait.
For free?
No, I was getting paid. It was like a sponsored thing. And every single viewer, maybe every other viewer, was like, why are you here?
And it was,
does Matt know this? Like, yeah. They were all your viewers.
You know, why am I like freaking out as if like that's weird? Like, they're on Chatterbait. Who would have thought?
Or they would be like, Matt's on. Gotta get off. Like, yeah.
So, well, they already were. Okay, yeah. That's interesting. I didn't know that. What is Chatterbait again? Do they...
It's just a live campsite. Like, there's actually people on there having sex and stuff. But I was, like, on there. I was getting paid to be on there, so.
Oh, wait. I've been on Chatterbait. I used to go on there when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah, I would go on there and just be, like, every 5 seconds, it would be a guy, and then he would click off immediately.
No, that's not Chatterbait. That's Chat Roulette.
Am I thinking of Skype?
Chatterbait is, like, My Free Cams? Yeah. It's an adult website.
Yeah. Isn't it the one where you, like, two people?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
It's like Twitch, but for porn.
Oh.
And that's it.
Oh, so you were streaming.
I was streaming on there, and I got hella views.
Did someone go, like, put, like, one of my emotes or something in chat?
No, you can't do emotes. But they would always just be like, dude, mixed kiss sister. Like, I'm screenshotting this. I'm sending this to him. Like, gotta get off. Matt just got on.
I don't think they did screenshot it to me.
I don't care. But I was like, okay. I wasn't doing anything crazy. I was literally just like laying there, like talking.
Honestly, I would do that.
Yeah, it's easier on those kind of websites. Because I feel like people on Twitch, they're so much more intelligent. But then they're also on Chatterbait. But I feel
You're saying the people on Twitch are smarter than the people on Chatterbait?
Yeah, but I mean, I guess they're the same people, but like,
They're thinking they're with their head on Twitch and
like it's just easier.
Yeah, like once you're down there and you're doing that stuff, you're typing with one hand. You're not really paying attention to what you're saying. You're just trying to get off.
Yeah, dude, I had this one guy. He had me in a private room and he wanted me to just try on different outfits and belittle me.
Like,
no, I'm serious. It was like, I don't even know. It was like $10 a minute, and I was just trying on different like clubbing outfits, and he'd be like, "I don't like the way that one looks on you. Go change."
Wait, typing it or is he talking to you?
Typing it. He's like, "Honestly, that's not your best."
Oh my god.
Yeah, and I was like, "I gotta go walk my dog," and he was like, "No, try on one more outfit."
How much would he pay for that room?
I mean, in tokens, it was like $120, which is like $6, honestly.
$6
a minute, like six to ten. $6 a minute.
I thought you did $1,000 for 3 minutes.
No, on Chatterbait. I'm talking about like that was for FaceTime.
Oh, okay.
Chatterbait is like a whole different thing. It's like a private cam.
That's so stupid. I never understood the idea of
paying.
Like I understand like paying to like talk to you guys if like you really want to like talk to them, but I never understood, which I've never done by the way, but I never understood the idea of really, like, when I nut, I just want to go do it and then be done. Why? I don't want to fucking have to like think about it and then like talk to somebody. Like, I don't, you know what I mean?
I think these guys are really lonely.
I've been lonely before, but like, that's what kind of lonely is that?
I don't know. Or they're like not happy with the current relationship that they're in.
You make yourself into like AI so you don't have to deal with it anymore?
I have one coming out.
Yeah, I feel like that's like a new crave that's gonna happen.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be, like, a big competition, though, like we talked about earlier. There's no, like, real connection with an AI girl.
Yeah, but I can imagine that it's like a game.
Yeah.
It's like an RPG or something.
I always have, like, AI girls on Instagram, like, you want to do a collab? I'm like, I don't know how.
What's an AI girl on Instagram?
There's so many AI girls on Instagram, like, fake, just Instagram models that are actually not real.
How would they collab with you?
That's what I'm saying. Like, how the fuck am I going to collab with you?
You know, I have some... Who is Emily Renato? And she really missed Gift's sister. Yeah, you know what's crazy? This story on Dexterito actually popped up. Dexterito's a huge fan of me. It literally just popped up like a month ago.
Really?
Yeah. Or no, actually, what am I saying? It was 10 days ago.
Damn.
They just made a story about this. It took them 5 years. Do they say that we're sister or not? Like, do they scroll down like... who is she actually? Wait, scroll up if they got it right. No, Emily Nano's actually Mistress Kisser. It's just a long-lasting inside joke within Ms. Kiff's community.
Did you write this?
This whole thing?
Yeah.
You know me. I don't do anything. After their first stream together, the joke began and Miz has kept it over the years. He frequently posts YouTube videos and featuring Emily titled My Sister. I mean, like I said, it is crazy though. Like, going back to it, I still can't believe that we've done, like, it's been 5 years of us doing this.
Are you going to stop or are you going to continue doing it?
No, absolutely not. This stays in the podcast.
Mm.
Like, literally everything we're saying, here's the best part, is this is for people who are watching this, but if you're watching from home, whenever we're talked about this, you always say that we're brother and sister and fight people on it. Like if you see people on Instagram or anywhere and they're like, are they brother and sister? Fight it every single time and continue the joke because honestly, it's the best thing ever. Like I love it and it also makes me smile.
Yeah, I don't like breaking people's hearts either. Like when I meet a little kid and they're like, oh, you miss Kiss Sister? I'm like, yeah.
You got to realize this podcast might hit 200,000 people one day, but our clips hit millions of people that we've had and they're not going to know. Also, I mean, think about it. My Twitch community definitely has always known for years because they go sister.
Mm-hmm.
But people still, like the people that just click in because they see hot girl, they think that we're related.
Yeah.
And they always will. That's the best part about this is we will have clips and people will always think it. Yep. But it's so crazy to think that 5 years and you've stuck with me on my whole career and that.
I know. I could have gave up on you. All those canceled times.
Yeah, you could have. And you could have also just never responded to me when I asked this 5 years ago when I was on an RV trip.
Yeah.
But you stayed with me. I did. You at least answered.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I'll do anything for you.
No, you're the best sister I can ever ask for.
They can never ask for.
Yeah, that I didn't ask for. You're the best.
You literally did.
But that is actually going to be the end of this podcast episode, folks. I don't know which podcast episode this is, but we are going to be doing something on Patreon now. A quick thing where we are going to be rating the streamers that I'm friends with. But I would like to thank my sister, Emily, for coming on. She is the best person ever, and she's the best sister I could ever ask for.
Thanks.
And that is it for this episode. Be sure to like and subscribe. Give it a nice like. If this hits 10,000 likes, I'll find another sister. Thank you guys for watching, and I'll see you next one. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so when I was in fifth grade, I used to be able to stick my whole tit in my mouth and suck
on it. That's so gross.
So I used to suck on my nipple sometimes.
Why?
Just to be like, look, mom, no hands.
And gross.
I had so much estrogen that I got fucking, I actually had bigger boobs than the average bear. Like my boobs were like bigger than most of the girls.
That sucks.
Yeah, so.
Well, your friends probably loved you.
They're like, hey, Miz, you want to wrestle?
Like, ugh.
Guys, can't. Okay, calm down.